President Donald Trump tried to chip away at Joe Biden's support among voters of color in Florida, who could determine the outcome of the election in the crucial battleground state. At his quote-unquote Latinos for Trump event, hosted at his golf course in Doral, Florida, Trump tried to turn voters against Biden.
Joe Biden betrayed Hispanic Americans, and I'm fighting for you, and we're fighting like never before. We can't let this anything happen. I think this will go down, and I think right now people are saying it's the most important election in the history of our country because they are stone-cold crazy what they'll do to our country. You see it on the streets. You see it with the riots all the time.
In his speech, Trump appealed specifically to Cuban Americans, who are a crucial voting bloc in Florida. The Pew Research Center reports that a majority of Cuban Americans supported the Republican Party in 2018. Trump criticized Barack Obama's strategy of restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba and connected it to Joe Biden, saying that their policy, quote, enriched the Castro regime, end quote. Trump also appealed directly to Venezuelan Americans, specifically those who fled the country due to the economic fallout ushered in under Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Trump tried to stoke fear by comparing the U.S. to Venezuela.
We could be a Venezuela, too. You know, Venezuela 15 years ago was a very wealthy country. And then all of a sudden, they went with a different ideology, and that country is a total disaster. It could happen. It could happen. Because if you look at some of these people that you see with the storefronts and breaking down and the riots and everything that's going on, it's the same ideology. And so, you know, it could happen here. This would be a Venezuela on a major steroids, okay? But we're not going to let it happen. It doesn't happen. With me, it doesn't happen. But you put the wrong people in office. You put the wrong people in office. It could happen rapidly.
According to the Pew Research Center, voters of Latin American descent will be a larger share of the electorate this November than in previous elections, especially in the swing states of Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Following his visit in Florida, Trump went next to Atlanta, where he hosted an event on Black economic empowerment. Trump unveiled his so-called Platinum Plan, which included a long list of promises with few details on how they would be fulfilled. Trump promised to increase capital in Black communities, expand opportunity zones, and also said he would designate the Ku Klux Klan, as well as Antifa, terrorist organizations, among other measures. He also promised to make Juneteenth a national holiday. Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris responded with her and Joe Biden's own plans to support Black Americans economically while speaking at the NAACP's national convention.
We've got to reimagine public safety and how we achieve it. Healthy communities are safe communities. So it is an outdated way of thinking to think the way you create safe communities is only by putting more police officers on the streets. You want to see safe communities, invest in the health and well-being of those communities. Part of what our plan is about $150 billion going into low-interest loans and access to capital with an emphasis on Black-owned and minority-owned businesses.
Harris also committed to securing a $15,000 tax credit to help families buy their first homes and tripling Title I funding, which sends resources to schools in low-income areas. Harris also cited her and Biden's push to increase access to health care, highlighting Biden's plan to create a public option as part of the Affordable Care Act, and their plan to help Americans receive affordable mental health care. During a discussion of criminal justice reforms, Harris expressed outrage over the decision of a Kentucky grand jury not to charge any police officers over the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. Taylor, a young Black woman, was killed by police in the middle of the night while asleep in her own apartment.
It was a gut punch in many ways. Breonna Taylor was a caregiver in her spirit and her nature. She cared for her grandmother. She cared for her family. She cared for her community. She cared for society. She cared for people she had never met. She was beautiful inside and out in every way. And it is tragic. Her life deserves to be valued and to be honored. And she and her family and the rest of the community deserve justice.
Harris highlighted her and Joe Biden's plans for criminal justice reform, which include banning chokeholds as well as eliminating private prisons, cash bail, and the death penalty. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.